Kayo ay nakikinig ng mensahe mula sa ICS Church. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/icschurch.
Muli po, ako po si Chad. Again, isa sa mga pastors dito sa ICS Church. Welcome po! Kami po yung nagagalak na makasama kayo sa araw na ito. We are on part 4 ng ating po series, Unstoppable Force. At ang pamagat po ng ating mensahe ngayon ay Power to Change. Meron po ba kayong mga kilala mga tao dyan na no, sa kaugalian, sa kanilang behavior, tinitingnan nyo sila tapos iniisip nyo sarili nyo, alam mo yung tao na to, hindi na to magbabago. Ever! Di ba may mga ganun ba? May mga ganun ba tayong kakilala? O baka ikaw yun? Ikaw ba yun? Ikaw ba yun? May iniisip na no, may mga kaugalian ako, meron mga behaviors ako na sa tingin ko hindi na to mababago. Kasi ang tagal-tagal na, ganyan na yung tao na yan, no? Mula nung pagkabata niya hanggang ngayon, matanda na, ganun pa rin, wala na talagang pag-asa yan. Baka may mga mag-aasawang ganun, di ba? May mga feeling tayo na oh, pinakasalan natin to tao na to and we're expecting change to happen, pero wala, ganun pa rin hanggang ngayon. And some of us, no, parang nawawala na tayo ng pag-asa. Parang talagang napapagod na tayo, na ano pa ba ang pwede mangyari o pwedeng gawin para maging maayos ang buhay ng isang tao. Now, you know, the change that we're talking about ay itong from bad to good. Yun, di ba? Kung mabuti na tayo, sa tingin natin, maayos na tayong tao na to, then maybe this message is not for you. Pero kung meron kayong kilalang tao na, oy, sandali, itong tao na to parang hindi matino, dapat may magbago sa kanyang buhay, o di kaya para sa sarili natin, para sa sarili mo yun, na may mga bagay akong na gusto baguhin, pero talagang nahihirapan ako at hindi ko alam kung saan ako magsisimula. This message is for you, no, para sa inyo to, ito sa araw na ito. Because really, this is why Jesus came here on earth. Mula po nang naparito ang Panginoong Jesus, and the church was born, hanggang ngayon po, yung po ang layunin ng iglesia, yun ang layunin ng mga alagad ng Panginoong Jesus, for people to experience life change. In fact, ito po, sa parte po to sa vision natin dito sa ICS Church. Ang desire po natin is to inspire people to follow Jesus and experience life change. Dahil naniniwala tayo na meron lang hangganan ang ating kakayanan para baguhin ang ating mga buhay. Ngunit kung nais po natin talagang magbago ang ating buhay for the better, na hindi lang pang dito sa mundo, but for the life that is yet to come, kailangan natin ang tulong ng Panginoong Diyos. And that's what we want to look at today. No? Meron tayong titingnan na isang tao, dahil marami sila eh, no? When we look at the Bible, marami yan. Pero meron tayong titingnan na ngayon na talagang parang sa unang pagkakilala natin sa kanya, na walang pag-asa to na napakasamang tao na ito, siguro walang kayang magbago sa kanyang buhay. Ito pong big idea natin ngayon na nais ating paghawakan, obeying God in difficult situations releases His power that brings transformation. No? Minsan napakahirap na yung kalagayan ng buhay o nung hinaharap ng mga tao, ng kaibigan, ng kamag-anak, ng asawa, ng anak. Ngunit kung patuloy natin susundin ang Panginoon Diyos sa kalagitnaan ng kalagayan na yon, makikita natin no, eventually kung paano babaguhin ng Panginoon ang buhay ang nais niyang baguhin. So, pupunta po tayo sa mga gawa, Acts. Balik po tayo sa Acts. You know, throughout this series, that's where we have been reading. So ngayon po, balik po tayo doon sa mga gawa, 9, Acts chapter 9. At ito po nakasala doon, no? Beginning with verse 1. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. Now, sino ba to si Saul? Sino ba si Saul that Luke is talking about dito sa chapter, sa Acts, no? In chapter 9. Well, this guy, makikilala po natin siya in an earlier chapter. Kasi doon sa earlier chapter, No? As we have been talking about this past couple of weeks, na birth yung church at lumalaganap na sila. Mabuting salita ng Panginoon, miracles, signs, wonders, nagaganap na. Ngunit meron mga ilan, no, sa mga Jews na hindi sang-ayon sa na, mga nagaganap na ito. And so, they persecuted the early Christians, no, in this church, in the city of Jerusalem. At si Saul po ay isa sa mga tao na yun. Now, this guy is no ordinary guy. This guy is actually well-learned, no, very informed siya patungkol sa Judaism, in that law. And so, talagang adamant siya, talagang sabi niya, you know, hindi pwede ito mangyari na ito, yung ginagawang katuroan nito mga tao na ito, labag to dun sa mga pagtitiwala, paniniwala namin. And so, he would go against them, discriminate against them. Hindi lang discrimination ang ginagawa, talagang hinahanap sila para itapon sa bilangguan. And in one of those situations, naroon nga si Saul, and we see he ends up witnessing the very first Christian martyr na si Stephen. No? Wala tayong nababasa doon kung saan siya ang pumatay, ngunit nandoon siya at sinasabi nga doon na he was giving approval to what was going on. Minamasdan niya at wala siyang ginagawa para pigilin. In fact, he was actually supporting yung mga ginagawa nito mga ibang tao para patayin, no, si Stephen. And so we move forward into this chapter at eto na naman siya. Ngayon, siya na ngayon nangunguna. At humihingi na nga siya ng letter. Sabi niya sa mga religious leaders, bigyan niyo ako ng mga sulat para pagpunta ko sa Damascus, no, bibigyan nila ako ng approval, so suportehan nila ako sa aking campaign. At ano ba yung campaign niya? Para likumin lahat ng mga Kristiyano. At this point, hindi pa sila tawag ng mga Kristiyano. Kung nabasa po natin dito, no, people of the way. Sabi niya, yung mga sumusunod sa the way. Bakit the way? Because remember, yung isa sa mga turo ni Jesus, yung tinuturo niya sa mga disciples niya, sabi niya, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so, nakilala itong mga unang alagad ng Panginoong Jesus as people of the way. Sinabi niya, I'm gonna go there at lilikumin sila. Iipunin ko sila at itatapon ko sila sa bilangguan. And ito yung layunin ni Paul kung bakit siya pupunta sa Damascus. So, as he neared, sa verse 3, sabi doon, no? As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting, he replied. Now get up, go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. The men traveling with Saul stood there speechless. They heard the sound, but did not see anyone. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. Wala siyang makita. So they led him by the hand into Damascus. So nabulag si Saul at this point, no? For 3 days, he was blind and did not eat or drink anything. Grabe, no? Siguro yung mga ilan sa mga posibleng followers of the way or mga Christian nung nabalitaan nila ito, o kung kaya naman, kung naroon siguro sila, buti nga sa'yo. Diba? Kasi ang sama-sama mong tao, diba? We don't know. It's possible na mamamatay kang tao. Hindi namin alam. Pero ang nababasa lang natin, he was there. He was a persecutor of Christians. He was gathering them, throwing them in jail. At yun na nga, he was on the way right now to the city of Damascus to do the same. Kaya yun ang ginawa sa Jerusalem. And so for a lot of people, they're probably saying, yeah, you're getting what you deserve. Buti nga sa'yo. No? Nabulag ka kasi ang sama-sama mong tao. Pero it's interesting kasi yung encounter niya dito, it's actually Jesus, no? He who encounters him. At etong pagkabulag ni Saul ay hindi because of judgment. No, kadalasan yun ang nakikita natin, di ba? Pag mayroong isang masama nangyari sa tao, ayan. Yan, kasi masama ka eh. So, ginajudge ka na ng Panginoon. So, we have to be careful kasi hindi lahat ng mga bagay na nakikita natin na posibleng masama ay judgment mula sa Panginoon, o dahil may ginawa ka ng masama. Yes, there are times kung saan may mga consequences, no, na gagawin tayo. Kung mainit yung tubig na yan, nilagay mo yung kamay mo dyan, syempre mapapasok ka. Kung may apoy dyan, lumapit ka, posible, mapasok ka. There's consequences. Pero things like this, no, na supernatural, no, we have to be careful to be quick to judge. One thing is certain, ang Panginoong Jesus, ang Diyos, ay merong layunin kahit sa mga taong kagaya ni Saul. Kahit sa mga taong sa tingin natin walang pag-asa, sa tingin natin na hindi karapat-dapat, no, maligtas, o hindi dapat pakitaan ang kagandahang loob, alam mo, meron pa rin layunin ng Panginoon. And Jesus actually loves them. Seryoso, Pastor Chad, minamahal ng Panginoon yung mga ganong klaseng tao. Yes, He loves them and He pursues them. We don't know kung ano yung pagkilos ng Panginoon na ginagawa. You know, kadalasan, when we look at people na sobrang sama ng ugali o sama ng behavior, tuwing nakikita natin sila, hindi natin alam na baka sila mismo talagang sinusuri nila ang Panginoon Diyos. No? In fact, si Paul, that's what we know. Dahil nga, alam na alam niya, yung law, yung Old Testament law, the Mosaic law, ang nais niya lang, maipamuhay ito, ma-implement ito. That's actually his passion, na sundin ang Panginoong Diyos. And so, sa tingin niya, sa kasarili niyang pananaw, tama yung ginagawa niya. But here, Jesus apprehends him. Ngayon, si Jesus, nasa langit na siya. Jesus was no longer physically present. So ito, supernatural encounter to. Here's one thing that we need to understand and to know. God is at work where we do not see. Alam niyo po ba yun? Ang Panginoon Diyos ay kumikilos sa mga buhay, sa mga sitwasyon, ng mga tao na hindi natin alam, hindi natin nakikita. There are some people that you know probably right now na napakasamang ugali, napakasamang behavior, but you know what? God is at work in their own life. Ang Panginoong Diyos ay patuloy na pinapursue sila, just like He is here with Paul. Jesus is pursuing Paul na kahit wala na siya dito physically, ano ginagawa niya? Again, He's apprehending Paul and is moving in his heart and is wanting to reveal Himself to Paul. Today, alam mo, we continue to hear this. In fact, this next 30 days, sa ating pong many Christians around the world are continuing to pray for Muslims as they spend time actually to commit themselves to seek God. Christians all around the world are praying that they would have a personal encounter with God. God is at work in places and in lives of people that we don't know. That's one truth na dapat po nating paghawakan at unawain sa araw na ito. Pero hindi po tumitigil doon, no? Makikita natin that God also wants people to know Him beyond a supernatural encounter. And so here, continuing sa verse 10, ano po yung naganap na susunod? Tumuloy na sila sa Damascus, at sabi nga dito, sabi ni Dr. Luke, in Damascus, there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord called to him in a vision, Ananias. Yes, Lord, he answered. The Lord told him, go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. Now again, Ananias, wala na po tayong malalaman tungkol sa kanya. Ang alam lang natin, he is a follower of Jesus. Na sobrang malapit siya sa Panginoon Diyos that he would even receive a vision from God. At sabi nga dito, pumunta ka doon sa bahay ni Judas. Ibang Judas po ito, no? Maraming mga pangalan na Judas. Very popular name po siya. So this is not Judas that died with Jesus. This is also not Judas who was a follower, one of the other 12, dahil dalawang Judas po yun. This apparently is another Judas, no? On Straight Street, sabi nga doon. And you will find their soul. Verse 12 says, in a vision, he has seen, si Paul daw, in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight. Siguro at this point, may excite na si Ananias, no? Kasi, uy, okay yan ah. Diba? Meron mga taong kinakausap si Lord at nire-reveal ako. Ako daw yung kasagutan sa mga problema nila. Wow, ibang klase yan. But in verse 13, here's what it says. Si Ananias ang nag-respond. Lord, Ananias answered, I have heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your holy people in Jerusalem. And he has come here with authority from the chief priest to arrest all who call on your name. Grabe. So again, Saul, meron na siyang reputation at yun na nga, kumalat na nga yung balita kung bakit siya papunta sa Damascus. Ananias knows this. Many of the Christians there, alam din nila yung layunin ni Paul kung bakit naroon siya. But the Lord said to Ananias, go! This man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their kings and to the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name. Grabe, no? Grabe, no? Parang, okay na sa ano yung, oy, grabe, si Lord nangusap sa akin. Right? Di ba minsan, na-excite tayo pag ganun. Nangusap ba si Lord? Yes. Kagabi, nagkaroon ako ng dream. Or kanina, nagkaroon ako ng vision. Habang nag-worship tayo, may vision reveal sa atin. We get excited, no? Na, when we know that God has been speaking to us. Pero, all of a sudden, our excitement diminishes when we find out, sandali, yung pinapagawa sa akin ni Lord, parang ayoko gawin. Hindi ko gusto to. It's one thing to experience God and be excited about Him speaking to us supernaturally. Pero kung yung inuutos niya at sinasabi niya ay taliwas sa ating nais o sa ating gusto, medyo mahirap siyang gawin. Which brings us to another reality. Sometimes, doing what God wants us to do may not be what we want to do. Alam mo po ba yun? Hindi lahat ng inuutos ng Panginoon will always be in alignment with our desires. Ah, minsan yun ang nasa isip natin, nagagawin ko to, lahat ng mga desires ko will be according to God's purposes for my life. No, hindi lahat ganun. Hindi lahat ng nais natin is actually according to God's will and according to His purpose. There will be times kung saan ang Panginoon mismo, very strong ang magiging pangungusap niya sa atin, whether it is through our personal time alone with Him, sa ating pananalangin, pagbasa ng Biblia, sa ating pakikinig ng pangangaral, o di kaya naman, He would reveal to us dreams and visions. E pagising natin, parang Lord, parang disturb na disturb ka, kasi alam mo kay Lord yon, pero ayaw mo siyang gawin. Ayaw mo siya sundin. And Ananias, obviously, is one of those who has experienced that. Malapit siya sa Panginoon. Kilala niya si Lord. And God also recognizes him. Diba? And so he desires to tell him, meron akong nais gawin sa life ni Saul. Now, we always have a choice. When we're confronted sa mga bagay na inuutos sa atin ng Panginoon, pwede nating sundin ang Panginoon or pwede nating talikuran at hindi sundin. You know what? Whenever we don't follow God's will over our life, kahit napakahirap siyang gawin, we miss out. And sometimes, we never know kung ano yung nangyari if we just obeyed God. There are some things that God is wanting to do sa buhay mo, sa buhay ng mga ibang tao na nakapaligid sa'yo, and all you need to do is to obey Him. As long as you are holding back, no, napipigilan natin ang pagdaloy ng pagpapala ng Panginoon para sa buhay ng ibang tao. Valid ba yung concern ni Ananias? Yes! Valid yung concern niya kasi ito, mamamatay tao ito. Masama yung tangka niya sa mga Kristiyano. And if he would go, what if siya na yung susunod na biktima? Nabalitaan na nila yung nangyari kay Stephen from Jerusalem. Tapos kayo nandito na siya sa Damascus. At ano yung utos sa kanya? Ananias, puntahan mo. Lord, hindi mo ba alam? Just in case, Lord, hindi mo pa nabalitaan, ito yung ginagawa niya. Of course, God knows. He knows all things. But God wants to do things a lot of times beyond what we can comprehend, beyond what we could see. Ang nakikita lang natin yung nariyan sa harapan natin. Ngunit ang Panginoon, nakikita ang lahat. God knows all things. At alam mo, kung tayo ay magtitiwala sa Panginoon, if we truly have faith in God, and if we would trust Him and obey Him, we're gonna see things happen, change, and situations turn around for the better beyond what we could ever expect or even imagine. So, ano ginawa ni Ananias? Sumunod ba siya o hindi siya sumunod? Kung hindi sumunod si Ananias, it's possible na iba yung pangalan na nababasa natin ngayon. But the fact is, Ananias did obey. Siguro ginawa niya, nagpaalam niya na sa mga kamag-anak niya, di ba? Oy, ano, may inuuto sa akin ng Panginoon, baka hindi niyo na ako makita bukas. Kaya, bye-bye, no? Here's my last will and testament. Yung mga parting words, binigay niya na siguro, no? Sinabi niya na mangyayari sa mga ari-arian niya because he was preparing for whatever eventualities na posibleng mangyari sa kanya. So, in verse 17, it tells us, Ananias went to the house and entered it, placing his hands on Saul. So, nakita niya, si Saul, naroon nga. He said, Brother Saul, Brother Saul. Okay, no? Brother na kaagad ang address. Siguro iniisip niyo yun para hindi maging mainit sa akin ito. Sabi niyo, kapatid. O yan, di ba? Para medyo hindi threatening ang dating. Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and, hindi lang yun, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Laid his hands on him, prayed for him, as simple as that. And I'm sure Ananias siguro waiting, ano na mangyayari, baka bigla na ako mamatay dito. But he did it. He gave the word immediately. Immediately. He didn't die. Ananias didn't die. Saul did not kill him. No, immediately something like scales fell from Saul's eyes and he could see again. He got up and was baptized. Grabe, no? Grabe, parang ang bilis ng mga kaganapan. He got up, was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. This is the third observation. Obedience to God and serving others unleashes God's power. Grabe, grabe. We never know what God will do sa ating simpleng pagsunod sa Kanya. Ananias probably has heard of the miracles Jesus performed. That's the reason kung bakit niya siya isa sa mga alaga, di ba? All he needed to do was obey. There's no evidence na nagkaroon ng mga miracles sa buhay ni Ananias previously. Pero at this point, all he wanted to do was, okay, God, I'm going to obey you. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to do what you said for me to do. Sinunod niya lang. And miracle of all miracles. Unang-una, there was a miracle of healing because si Saul, bumalik ang kanyang sight. Secondly, there was a miracle of salvation because the Holy Spirit baptized Saul and filled him with his Spirit. It unleashed the power of God to transform Saul's life. Saul spent several days with the disciples sa mga susunod na mga araw in Damascus, not to persecute them, not to throw them in jail. Nagbagong buhay na po si Saul. Binago na siya sa magitan ng kapangyarihan ng banal na Espiritu because of the encounter with Jesus and now with Ananias and now with the disciples. God was beginning to change the life of Saul. It's interesting kasi ilang araw pa lang nandun si Saul sa Damascus, nakikipag-fellowship, nakikipagkainan, and I'm sure for the many Christians who were there, tinitingnan nila si Saul maigi, parang, is this the same person? No? Is this the same person that we've heard about? Posible, ilan sa kanila na nandun sa Damascus, maybe they were also there earlier sa Jerusalem and escaped the persecution and are now in Damascus. It's possible that they would have seen Saul there. Is this the same man that was there witnessing the death of Stephen? Na yung layunin niya para patingin tayo sandali. Baka trick to, baka hindi to totoo. But there he was. He was fellowshipping with them. And while he was there for a few days, ilang araw pa lang, no? So verse 20, anong ginawa ni Saul? The unthinkable that Saul would do happened. Sabi doon, at once he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God. Grabe! The same guy? Seryoso? The same guy that was throwing people to jail, that was telling others, oy, patayin natin itong mga Kristiyano, people of the way, is now standing in the synagogue. Isang lugar kung saan posibleng siya mismo batuhin. Diba? Patayin ng mga tao. And he was preaching that Jesus, the way, is the Son of God. Grabe. Grabe, kaya bang magbago isang tao just like that? Well, if God is the one that moves in the hearts of people, yes! Yes! God can change us from a heart of stone, sabi nga, to a heart of flesh. Para maging receptive tayo sa pangungusap ng kanyang spirito. All those who heard him were astonished, verse 21, and asked, isn't he the man who raised havoc in Jerusalem among those who call on this name? And hasn't he come here to take them as prisoners to the chief priest? Na nagugula na sila. Sandali, sandali. Parang, di ba, siya yung nandun nga? Nalanggulo, di ba, ang purpose niya nga dito para ipunin yung mga Kristiyano to throw in jail? Confusing sa akin to. Hindi ko gets. Ano na nangyayari? Parang, ano ba to? Bagong style ba to? Na paglilin lang? Pero hindi. He's preaching about him. The one that he was preaching against before, he's now preaching for and saying, Jesus is the Son of God. Verse 22, hindi po tumigil doon sa pagpipreach lang. Yet Saul grew more and more powerful and baffled the Jews living in Damascus by proving that Jesus is the Messiah. Grabe. Grabe. So instead of actually raising up, no, na pagre-raise up ng mga taong para hulihin, damputin, patayin ang mga Kristiyano, lalo pang tumindi ang kapangyarihan ng Panginoon through the life of Paul as he preached. And in fact, instead of turning people away from Jesus, anong sabi dyan? He actually drew people to Jesus. He actually drew people to Jesus. This is what happens when God moves in the lives of people around us. At alam niyo po, ang bawat isa sa atin na sumasampalataya sa Panginoon, God desires to use each one of us para abutin, para makita na ang pagbabago sa mga buhay ng ilang tao na kapaligid sa atin. And you say, Pastor John, wala naman ako kilala mga ganyang klaseng tao. You know, not all of us are called to reach people like Saul, na ganung klase yung background. Pero lahat po tayo tinatawag ng Panginoon para abutin ang iba para makakilala sa Kanya. All of us are called. We never know kung ano ang kaganapan ngayon sa buhay ng ating mga kamag-anak, dumadaan sa kahirapan, kaibigan, classmate, kung sino man. Posible yung nakita natin, pinopost nila sa social media, ang sama-sama nitong tao na to. Yung mga naririnig natin na binibigkas nila, ang sama-sama nitong tao na to. And we begin to lose hope in them because of the kind of attitudes na meron sila towards us, towards other people. No, walang kahit anong pag-ibig meron tayo na kaya natin ibigay sa kanya. Like Ananias, I'm sure he was filled with fear and trepidation. Grabe, Lord. Ati naman ito pinapagawa mo sa akin. This guy goes around catching people para dalin sila sa prison, and now you're asking me to go and show him love, compassion, to even pray for him, to encourage him. Seryoso, Lord? Yes. Because that's the reason why Jesus came to earth. Diba? All of us were like that. Sabi nga doon, all of us were enemies of the cross, of Jesus. Pero ang ginawa ni Jesus, He came para maipakita sa atin ang pag-ibig ng Diyos Ama. At para sa bawat isa sa atin na sumampalataya sa Kanya, naranasan natin yung kapatawaran. Naranasan natin yung pagbabagong buhay kagaya na nangyari kay Saul. Pero alam mo kapatid, hindi lang para sa atin yun. Hindi lang para sa mga taong iniisip natin, ayan, mabait yung tao na yun, o dapat Kristiyano yun, o okay, talagang sigurado maging Kristiyano yun. Kahit dun sa mga taong nakikita natin na talagang walang pag-asa, na napakasama ng mga ugali, may mga nagawa na sila na iniisip natin hindi natin kayang patawarin, God actually came for them. Jesus came for them as well. We need to remember that God is at work where we do not see. That He's at work even in the people na iniisip natin na meron kayo pag-asa yung tao na yan. We need to remember na minsan, ang Panginoon, nais tayong gawin ng mga bagay na ayaw natin gawin. We need to understand that there are some things that God would want us to do that we ourselves will not want to do. Ngunit kung tayo po ay susunod sa Kanya, when we obey God, and we begin to serve others like Ananias served Paul, makikita po natin kung paano hahayaan ng Panginoon ang kanyang kapangyarihan ang dumaloy sa atin para baguhin ang ibang tao. There's nothing special about Ananias. In fact, hindi nga siya part ng 12 apostles. There's nowhere that says he's one of those that were close to Jesus or were with Jesus. Pero dahil willing siya, Lord, sige, hahayaan kong gamitin mo ako na kahit ano pa ang mangyari, O Diyos, tutal, ang buhay ko naman ay para sa'yo, nakalaan para sa'yo, whatever you want to do, use me. And when Ananias was willing to do that, even though it may cost his life, posible talaga mangyari yun, the opposite happened. Ano nangyari? Ananias' life was preserved and God changed even the life of Saul to become one of the most effective first century witnesses for Jesus Christ. In fact, Saul would go on, no? Anong gagawin ni Saul? He would go on to minister not just to Jews, but even to Gentiles. Sabi nga dyan eh, sabi ni Jesus, ano sabi ni Jesus? You don't know, but I'm going to use this man to minister, to speak to kings, to Jews, and to see lives of people change. At ganun ba ang nangyari? Yes, that's exactly what happened. Those are the things that exactly took place. In fact, Saul would go all the way to Rome and even speak to those in the highest courts about Jesus Christ. Paano nangyari yun? He would go on to write many letters na magiging bahagi ng ating New Testament Bible. Paano nangyari yun? He would go on to become a spiritual father to Timothy, to Titus, at marami pang ibang mga leaders in the first century church. How did that happen? All because God is at work in places that we don't know. And because somebody was willing to say, yes, Lord, sige, gamitin mo ako, susunod ako sa'yo, Ananias would come and minister to Saul. Alam mo, hindi lang si Ananias. Sa mga susunod na verses, in verse 9, if you would read it, and I encourage you to read it, bumalik si Saul sa Jerusalem, you know, to share with the others. Kasi sobrang tindi, sobrang effective yung pagiging witness niya doon. Sa Damascus, sabi ng mga disciples that were there, oy, may tangka na ngayon para patihin si Saul. The story is now different. Now people were wanting to stone Saul to death. Dahil sobrang effective siya sa pag-witness kay Jesus. Sabi nila, padali, no, let's let him escape. He was lowered on a basket and he escaped. He rode a ship going to Tarsus, far away from Damascus, so that his life would be preserved. Now it was Christians that were helping him preserve his life so that he could be an effective witness for Jesus Christ. Alam mo, si Barnabas would be one of those people who would stand up for Saul. Kasi kahit yung mga Christians were afraid of him. But Barnabas was another person. At dahil kilala ng mga Christians si Barnabas, pinagtiwalaan si Barnabas. So okay lang yan si Saul. Okay lang yan. Sasama ko siya, pakinggan natin siya, makipag-fellowship tayo sa kanya because God is at work in his life. Ananias, as far as we know, would never write any letter. Barnabas, as far as we know, never wrote any letters na magiging part ng scriptures. But because of their encouragement and ministry to Saul, nakita natin kung paano gagamitin si Saul to spread the good news about Jesus and to see the lives of other people change just like his life was changed. Obeying God in difficult situations releases His power that brings transformation. Not just for us, pero para sa mga iba pang tao na kapaligid sa atin. Alam mo, kung ikaw ay binago na ng Panginoon, it's because of His grace. Alam po natin yun, wala tayong ginawa na sarili nating kakayanan. It's not because we are righteous or good enough, kaya naranasan natin, natanggap natin ang buhay na walang hanggan, regalo ng Panginoon. No, it's because of what He has done. Kaya tayo po ay nabago. The thing is, God still wants to use us to change others around us. If we would be willing, like Ananias, to say, yes, Lord, whatever it takes, kahit na threaten yung life ko, I'm gonna be willing to do that. I'm willing to do that. To take a step in that direction, to be used by you. That's why today, alam mo, we're grateful dahil may mga tao pa rin na, like Ananias, are following Jesus. Going places na sinabi sa kanila ni Lord, oy, kapatid, pinapadala kila dyan sa lugar na yan, dyan sa tao na yan. At may panganib ba? Yes! Meron pa rin panganib. Marami mga lugar pa rin mapanganib para sa mga taong sumasampalatay sa Panginoong Jesus. But we still go, we still send people there. Bakit? Because that is still Jesus' desire for people to know Him as Savior, as Lord. Yes, even the people na sa sarili nating kaisipan should not be worthy to be forgiven, should not experience the salvation mula sa Panginoon. God is still wanting for them to experience His salvation. I know of a guy, his name is Hector. And this guy, for a lot of people, thought, walang pag-asa tong tao na to. Bakit? Kasi growing up, basagulero, gets into fights, naging part siya ng mga ilang gangs here in the Philippines. Eventually, sobrang tindi yung mga nagawa niya. Pinaalis na siya. His family didn't want anything to do with him at siya na mismo. He left. He went to another country, went to Japan. Pagdating niya doon, unfortunately, kahit may kilala siya doon, he got into the wrong crowd again. Naging part siya ng isa pang gang uli. Gang na merong worldwide network. At naging personal bodyguard pa siya nung isa sa mga leaders itong gangs na ito. Sa sobrang tindi niya sa martial arts, laking tao, malakas. You know, ganun siya, ginagamit siya sa ganung klaseng paraan. But God apprehended him. And He used a person to witness to his life. Etong tao na to, no, this young woman, didn't think much about him and did not even consider him. Dahil niya sa kanyang background, sa ugali niya, sa klaseng tao siya. Pero alam mo, binago si Hector ng Panginoong Diyos. And because of this, that life that he led, talagang kailangan niyang likasin. And again, he left Japan and he went to Thailand to reestablish himself. And God there would continue to allow him to grow as his follower. He would end up marrying etong young lady na to that witnessed Jesus in his life. God would bless them with a daughter. Now Hector is serving God faithfully in the church. No, he leads a small group and he leads others to Jesus Christ. Why? Because God was at work in his life where we didn't know. And because somebody was willing to come alongside him, to help him know him, as he was discipled, he himself now has become a disciple of Jesus Christ who is now discipling other people. Yan ang nais ng Panginoon na gawin sa buhay ng bawat isa sa atin ngayon. You may be one of those people na binago ng Panginoon. Kapatid, huwag mong hayaan na magtapos sa'yo. Nais pang Panginoon na gamitin ka. Use whatever is available around you. Invite somebody to Alpha. Invite somebody to your small group. I-share mo tong link na to patungkol sa pag-ibig ng Panginoong Jesus. There are many tools. Share your own story kung paano ka binagyo ng Panginoon. Because you never know kung paano gagamitin ni Lord yun. Never neglect to pray for others, to serve others, just like Ananias did. He served Paul. He went there to encourage Paul, to pray for Paul. And we saw the power of God released through Ananias, changing Paul's life for the better. This week, I want to encourage you. Throughout this week, meron mga pagkakataon kung saan ang Banal na Espiritu mangungusap sa'yo to do something, to obey Him in a situation that is going to be difficult. Kapatid, can I encourage you to obey God in that difficult situation? Maybe right now, God is actually telling you, inuudyo ka ng Panginoon, inuudyo ka ng Banal na Espiritu, I-text mo na yan, kapatid mo. I-message mo na yung anak mo. Kumustahin mo siya. Yayain mo siya. Diba? Magkape kayo. Pwede na daw yun. Basta outdoors. Diba? And you're thinking, ayoko gawin yun kasi ang sama eh. May hurts pa rin ako. If you obey the leading of the Holy Spirit, you never know what God will do next. Kadalasan na nakita natin hanggang dito lang. Yung threats, yung difficulty, yung possibility na hindi mangyari yung nais natin. But God sees beyond that. And if we will follow God where He leads us, He will do things beyond what we could ask or even imagine in our life at sa buhay ng mga taong. Pagsisilbihan natin, papakitaan natin ang pag-ibig ng Panginoon, papanalangin natin if we would obey the Lord. I want to pray for you right now. Kung meron ilan sa inyo na iniisip nyo para sa iyong sarili, hindi ko alam kung bakit nanonood ako nito, and you're thinking, alam mo, hindi ako kahit ligtas na kay sino man, hindi na pwede mabago ang buhay ko kasi ganito na talaga ako. Napakarami ko ng ginawang masamang bagay na kahit Diyos, hindi ako kayang patawarin. Kapatid, alam mo, there is no sin that is too great that God's grace cannot forgive. Kayang-kaya kang patawarin ng Panginoong Jesus. Jesus, while He was on the cross, paying for the death with His life because of our sins. Sa kaliwat kanan niya, meron mga criminals doon who were paying for the consequences that was rightfully theirs. Yet, isa sa mga criminals, sabi sa kanya, Jesus, would you remember me? Ano sinabi ni Jesus sa kanya? Today you will be with me in paradise. That day, that person would die, would never do a single good thing, would never witness for Jesus. But Jesus' love was so great, even in their hour of need and hour of death, sinasabi ni Lord sa kanila, yes, tinatanggap kita, papatawarin kita, at ngayon din makakasama kita in paradise. Your goodness will never be good enough. Kaya kailangan natin ang Panginoong Jesus. So even if you think hindi ka kayang patawarin ng kahit sino man, ang Diyos kayang-kaya. All you need to do is to turn to Him right now. Kung yun ang nais mo, kapatid, manalangin ka, sumunod ka rin sa panalangin na gagawin ko sa araw na ito. Make it as if it's yours. Panginoong Jesus, salamat o Diyos sa iyong pag-ibig para sa akin. Salamat dahil binuhos mo ang lahat para patawarin ako. Wala o Diyos, kahit anong bagay pwede kong gawin para higitan pa o Diyos ang iyong pag-ibig, kabutihan para sa akin. Ang nais ko lang gawin ngayon, O Diyos, ay tanggapin. Ang kailangan ko lang gawin ay tanggapin ang iyong kapatawaran, tanggapin ang iyong kabutihan, tanggapin ang iyong kabanalan. At sa mula ngayon, O Diyos, mararanasan ko ang buhay na pagbabago. Patawarin mo ako, Panginoon, sa lahat ng aking kasalanan. Tinatanggap kita bilang aking sarili tagapagligtas, at simula ngayon mamumuhay ako bilang Ikaw ang aking Panginoon sa buhay ko. Manguna ka, O Diyos. Ipong aking dalangin at hiling sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen at amen. Kapatid, kung iyon ang iyong pinadalangin, kami po ay nagdidiwa, ang buong kaharian ng Panginoon nagdidiwa para sa iyo. We celebrate your new life in Jesus Christ. Ang nais namin na ikaw ay lumago, lumalim pa sa iyong pananampalataya sa Kanya. So would you message us? Would you let us know? Hindi para maging membro namin, hindi kapatid, para matulungan ka namin lumago sa iyong pananampalataya sa Kanya. It is the best decision you will ever make in your life to follow Jesus, to surrender your life to Him. We celebrate you. We congratulate you today. I want to pray a prayer, second prayer, para sa atin na sumasampalataya na sa Kanya. And right now, God is leading some of us to do hard things, to obey Jesus in difficult situations. And nag-aalinlangan tayo, kapatid. I want to encourage you to put your faith and trust in Him. As you obey the Lord, we're going to see miracles take place, not just in our life, but in the life of people that we serve. So come on, let's pray together. Jesus, as your people, we surrender to you today. Lord God, we submit to you today. Our lives are not our own. They belong to you. And Lord God, as your followers, as your servants, inihiling namin, Panginoon, na bigyan mo kami ng boldness. Lord God, pour out courage. Fill us with your spirit right now, Lord. Some of us, Lord God, today, you are calling out to be missionaries, to be workers in hard places. And Lord God, we have been holding back. But Lord God, today we pray that you would seal that commitment in Jesus' name. Lord God, may we take a step of faith in your direction to obey you, Lord. If that next step is just to tell our pastors, our circle leaders, ako yun, tinatawag ng Panginoon, help us to take that next step. Just that next step so that you can fulfill your purpose. Ilan sa amin, Panginoon, you're leading us right now to reconnect with family members who have hurt us, with family members who are so far from you na kahit sino sa aming mga kamag-anak, walang nais abutin sila. But right now, Lord, you're stirring our hearts to reach out to them. Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit will motivate us right now, would fill us with overwhelming love and compassion, that we will not hold back expressing that love, just connecting with that relative right now, Panginoon. Some of us, Lord, you're just leading us to pray for our workmates, Lord. That workmate that is so far from you. In fact, Panginoon, napakasama ng ugali nila kahit kami, Panginoon, nakasama niya sa trabaho. We're not even connecting with them. But right now, Lord God, you're just leading some of us to pray for them. I pray, Lord God, that you would drop your spirit in our hearts, that we would know how to pray the prayers you want to pray. Not our prayers, but a prayer that is so filled with faith, that is so filled with love, that is so filled with compassion, that prayer would extend all the way to the life of that person, that they would know that you love them. Kahit ano, O Diyos, ang pangungunan mo throughout this week, Lord God, I pray for boldness, I pray for courage, I pray for the infilling of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, for each one, that you would lead us and that we would boldly follow you in obedience to see lives change, transform, that your glory may be seen through them. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Come on in your homes today, let's stand to our feet.
Nawa kayo ay napagpala ng mensaheng ito. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ICS.Church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/ICS Church.